Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
No.
This is Creepy, a podcast dedicated to sharing the most famous, chilling, and disturbing creepypastas and urban legends in the world. Whether these stories truly happened or are simply fabrications is for you to decide. These stories may contain graphic depictions of violence and explicit language. Listener discretion is advised.
Creepy presents The Holders series, number 89, Holder of the Heart. In any city, in any country, go to any mental institution or halfway house you can get yourself to. When you reach the front desk, ask to visit someone who calls himself the Holder of the Heart. Should a look of disinterest appear on the worker's face, be persistent and ask him again, but with a more determined tone. Don't let that tone fade from your speech for a moment. They know you're here, and they won't hesitate to kill you where you stand. Once he gives in and gets up from his desk, follow him to the entrance of a very odd corridor, and he will stop. He will hand you a mask that has half of an odd symbol on one side and all black on the other. It's best to put on that mask first before entering, as you don't want them to see your face. They can tell you apart from a crowd pretty well. He will stand there, but it won't help you. Once you get to the end of the corridor, you will arrive at a wooden door styled in the times of peasants, kings, and knights. Knock twice and say this exactly.
I wish to be complete. I do not mean to intrude.
Should you say anything else, that door will explode open, shattering to pieces. But you wouldn't want to know what was on the other side. If you did say the right thing, however, the door will slowly open itself, and you will be pushed through by an unknown force. Don't bother looking back, for there's no one there. Yet. You will have arrived at a large clearing, and the door you were pushed out of will have disappeared from sight, with nothing left but a pile of ashes. Look around. You will notice a large castle, or what was left of it, beyond a humongous clearing. Starting from where you have entered this realm, walk until you get to that clearing, and keep walking to that bare castle. Sleep where your body falls, and keep your mask on at all times. It's the only thing that's protecting you right now. It will be days, weeks even, before you reach the castle. Keep walking until you get to a bolted door. Knock twice and say,
I have come for my heart.
There will be a sliding panel on the door, and it will open, revealing bright amber orbs in the darkness. Ask this only.
Do you have what I seek?
Ask anything else, and that door will open. You will never outrun what is on the other side. Should it grunt, it means you have access to the hallway. Enter, and the door will shut. The thing that possessed those eyes is nowhere to be seen. It's better that way, for your own sanity. Here in this hallway, everything is safe, so you are free to remove your mask and look around. On the left side of the hallway, there's a beautiful mural that depicts very odd events and fights. On the last panel, you see yourself, but you are missing your face. Behind you is a horde of unspeakable things. Do not scream at what you see on the right wall, however, for that door that closed is now locked on the inside, but not on the out. And not even that mask will help you. Take a good look at your mask after looking at the right wall mural. The symbol on your mask should represent your purposes for seeking this holder. Now look for it on the gruesome mural and say in a whisper,
"I wish to erase this moment."
Some paint and paintbrushes will appear beside you, and you must paint over the symbol from your mask with the appropriate colors. Should you fail to match the colors, or ignore this step completely, the demons that will break in soon will take notice, and they will know who you are. Once you are done and you are ready to receive the next object, take a good long look at the insignia on your mask. You will have to recall its name once you are face to face with him, if you can recognize it at all. Put on your mask and go to the door at the end of the hallway. Knock thrice and say,
"I wish to obscure the sunlight."
Say anything else, and the door will lock. The aforementioned front door will break, and not even the holiest of people would be able to save you from your fate. If you have said the right thing, the door will open, and the murals on the walls in the hallway will have vanished, all but the object you have painted over. Close the door behind you, and lock it with as many of the locking mechanisms as you can find. The room you entered is scrawled on with words, all having one cryptic message pointing to another, and another, and another. Don't bother trying to understand these messages, for they will leave you mad, and your understanding of life will have crumbled to pieces. Instead, look at the holder before you. He is sitting on the floor, writing something incoherent with a quill pen and crimson ink. It seems to have just a bit left. No matter how long it takes, wait until his ink is used up. Interrupting him will result in that very quill jabbed into your chest, and your blood will be drained from your body and used as the holder's new ink supply. When he has finished writing and all his ink is gone, ask,
"Why must the innocent suffer first?"
He will get up, look straight at you with ominous red eyes, and then come so close to you that he could rip the mask right off of you. He will then explain to you, in great detail, the tragedies and deaths of people you know, people you don't know, and people you wish you'd never known. When he is finished, he will step back and ask what you are. If you misunderstand the question and answer incorrectly, you'll wish that the demons from outside had reached you first. Your answer must be,
"I am a
blank," with a blank as the name of the insignia on your mask. He will then react horribly, his skin melting away and his eyes falling out with the membrane still hanging onto the eyeballs, then finally disconnecting themselves. His hair will all fall off, and his tongue will be forcefully ripped out. His flesh, or what remains of it, is now all pitch black, and his sockets glow bright yellow, and his size would make even the largest demon tremble. But do not cower at his true form. He attacks only the cowardly, after all. With pride in your voice, shout again your answer, and he will knock a hole in the ceiling. A bright light will shine through and land on him, and the holder will melt into a small puddle of black liquid. All that remains of him is a small keychain with a shining red heart dangling from one of its ends. In front of you will appear an unlocked white door. Quickly pick up the keychain and step through the door with your eyes closed shut as hard as you can. For about a minute or so, you will feel a falling sensation. Do not open your eyes, for you don't want to know what you're falling through, and doing so will trap you there for eternity. When you are face down on what seems to feel like concrete, and you feel warmth on your body, you can open them. You are now outside the institution or halfway home, the very same one that you stepped into moments ago. The mask you are wearing will fall off, be burned by a black flame into nothing but ashes, to be blown away by the wind. That keychain is Object 89 of 538.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Number 90, Holder of the Seeker. In any city, in any country, go to any mental institution or halfway house you can get yourself to. When you reach the front desk, ask to visit someone who calls themselves the Holder of the Seeker. A bored look will stretch across their face and they will ask you, friend or family, as they shuffle through their papers. Answer promptly but calmly that you are the one who seeks. They will shoot you a look that will make you feel as if you are already committed. Perhaps you should be if you are actually considering this voyage. The clerk will dismiss you, claiming to have no time for pranks. Do not press the issue. You will only be escorted by the guards, and your attempt will be ruined. Leave at once and place your hand on the door of the building. Many who have sought this holder distinctly remember weeping bitterly at this point, though I doubt you will need to. Scream at the top of your lungs with a voice enough to shake the stones.
I know that they are real! Don't let this end here!
You will feel a hand on your back. Perhaps she will touch your shoulder or arm. Or perhaps she will tug on your pant leg. Turn to face her, although she will not be there. You will find a run-down shack directly across or down the road from you. If a forbidding air seems to push you away from it, you know you have found the place. If you wish to spare yourself the innumerable horrors of the 538 objects, turn back now. No one will think less of you. However, if you are brave, steel yourself and knock upon the plastic sliding door. It will slide back, revealing a beautiful woman in an elegant dress. Her eyes will be dark-ringed from lack of sleep and red from crying for so many years. So many years. And those brown eyes were so vivid once. She will ask you if you truly believe in them. Tell her the truth, for if you are lying to her this day, she will know, and your quest will end. If you do tell her the truth, and she likes your answer, then she will invite you in. Remove your shoes once inside. She's a neat freak and would be angry if you tracked anything on the carpet. Yes, the inside of this ramshackle place will be opulent, bedecked in marble, gold, silks, and fine woods. Some exist here who remember building this for her. Touch nothing as she escorts you into her lounge, especially not the crystals. Once inside the lounge, sit at the low table as she reclines opposite you. This table is shaped like a bagua, with a crystal ball in the center and feet made from effigies of other objects. Do not look at it. Do not touch the ball. There will be time for this yet. She will ask you questions, deep questions, about your dark secrets. Questions that will lay bare your every sin and failure. If she begins to cry, know this. She weeps for you, and she weeps for herself. Do not console her. After a while, she will touch the crystal ball. Do so as well. She will ask your name. Give it in full. Your name will drift away into the crystal ball. She will ask your birthday. Give it. It too will drift away. She will ask you for your titles, your pseudonyms, your screen names, your nicknames. All will float away from you and into her crystal ball. When she bids you rise, do so, and follow her to her bedchamber. Here she will lay out clothes on the bed and step outside, still clutching her crystal ball. Strip yourself naked in front of the mirror. Do not leave a single ring on your finger or in your ear. You must be bare of all but your skin. Throw your clothes into the unlit fireplace. Dress yourself in the clothes that she laid out for you. Your fate will be sealed by the colors of the garments. Lie down in the bed. Do not lie on your side or on your stomach, for if you do, you will stay there for all eternity, never able to sleep, but experience every nightmare there ever was or ever will be in every moment. Lie still for 4 minutes and 13 seconds. If you stir, she will not come. When she does come, she will be wearing the same clothes that you are, and her raven black hair will be deftly brushed. Her makeup will be done to a T, and she will look ever so beautiful. This is your last glimpse of true beauty before your long journey of horror. She will toss your shoes into the fireplace and light it, burning all of your clothes and belongings. She will then lay down next to you in the bed, smoothing back your hair as a mother might her child. Watch in stillness as hundreds of grotesque servants enter the room. Do not look them in their pain-racked eyes. Do not listen to their sullen murmurings. If you do, they will make sounds that will slowly and painfully melt your every bone. They will then take your frameless form from the bed and consume you alive. Inconsiderate and unworthy person you are. As long as you do not do these things and you allow her to pet you and you stay absolutely still, you may watch as these servants in their black clothing bring in your every belonging and throw it into the fire. Do not weep for the loss of these things. The worst is yet to come. When all your things have burned to cinders, she will roll over and straddle your waist. She will then poke and prod your muscles and nerves. At times, she will seem to poke at your very marrow. She will then rise to her full height and say,
"You know what it is you must ask. Ask it."
Ask her, "Am I the one chosen to seek them?" This may yet be your last moment with your mind, heart, soul, and body intact. She will likely begin to cry even harder. Her tears will splash down on your chest. She will begin to massage her tears into your skin. If at this point her nails dig into you, know that your every lie this day has been discovered. Foul creature. How could you lie to her? Her tears will leak into your veins and dissolve your will into a screaming husk, and you will serve to carry people's belongings for all eternity, but never have any of your own. She may look down at you in pity, for you have come so far and experienced unimaginable horrors, and have even told the absolute truth to her. But you are not the chosen. She will apologize for what has been done to you and what you may have been forced to do. She will then ask you,
"Do you want to forget?"
You may respond in one of three ways. If you say yes, all of your belongings will be returned to you. You will be returned to your home, and you will have no memory of the holders, the objects, or the horrors you have witnessed in seeking them. If you say no, as some do, her house will vanish from around you. You will have no clothes and no belongings, but you will have knowledge of the objects, as well as whatever objects you have already collected. If you seek to collect them for personal gain, this is the option to choose. However, you may say,
"No, but I wish to aid the chosen."
In this case, she will tell you the name and location of the chosen. You must immediately seek them out and tell them of the bride, and turn over to them whatever objects you possess. After this, as with the yes answer, you will be returned to your home with all your belongings and no memory of the holders. If, however, she bends over and kisses you on the lips, and your white garments touch hers, know that you have been chosen. She will tell you of the holders who have been lost to documentation. She will tell you the proper order in which to approach the holders so that you may seek them. And by seeking them, seek him. She will then whisper into your ear your new name, your name as the seeker of holders. Know now that every person who knows of you will not remember any name, pseudonym, nickname, or screen name you gave, or ever will give them. Only your name as the seeker of holders. If you stand at the footsteps of any mental institution or halfway house, and ask the wind to bring you the bride of the seeker, her home will appear for you as a haven from your troubles. You are now object 90 out of 538, the seeker of holders. Number 91, Holder of Honor. In any city, in any country, go to any mental institution or halfway house you can get yourself to. When you reach the front desk, ask to visit someone who calls himself the Holder of Honor. The attendant will look up from his papers and hand you a thick tarot card. Should you be given the Moon card, then know you are ready to face this trial. However, if the attendant passes you the Devil card, turn away, and do not return until you have lived through another of the Holder's ordeals. Only with their infernal strength will you survive this task. If you remain, the attendant will ask you to check the church at the end of the street and return to his paperwork. Leave the building and walk leisurely down the street and enjoy what may be your final moments alive. When you reach the end of the road, you will see an old, dilapidated structure that may have been a house of worship a long time past. Enter the door carefully, lest the frame collapse on you. You will be surrounded by light and taken to the place where the objects you have gathered lay before you, along with two doors. Know now that if you lack the cloak, the beast's resolve, the shield, holder of solitude or holder of the shield, or the sword, then take the door on the left and leave, for you are doomed to fail. If you possess one or more of these objects, then choose one and enter the door to your right. You will pass into a hellish expanse of wasteland, its horizon surging with infernal flames and showers of blood pounding the barren ground beneath your feet. Far in the distance, a tall structure juts out, its stark and polished whiteness blaring its presence to everything here. And rest assured, you are not alone. You'll only have a handful of seconds to take in these sights before a horde of demons begins to rush towards you. If you carry the cloak with you, drape it over yourself and walk towards the building. The creatures are an extension of the holder, who sees you through their hatred. Otherwise, arm yourself with a plain sword that appears at your feet, as the king's blade will not come free should you wear it. The demons are numerous, but frail. They exist only as a thought, and one stroke will cleave them apart. No matter how you do so, it will take a very long time to reach the structure, but you will never find yourself tired from the exertions of moving or fighting. Conflict is the food of life here, and you are part of its source. When you climb onto the first step of the entrance, the endless swarm of creatures pouring from its doors will finally halt, and the crowd that eagerly pressed against itself to flay you will calm and watch your every movement as you ascend to the large, opulent doors. They will part as you walk, forming a silent, vigilant ring that urges you toward their keeper. The inside is just as lavish as its outer shell, dressed in fine fabrics and frescoes, beautiful statues, and beautiful mosaics inlaid into the floor. The holder's minions will form a solid path from which you should not dare deviate. They are much more resilient here, within their home. Follow your only sensible option for as long as it leads you, but do not turn back or make to leave. Your passage will lead to a spacious and stark room, dotted only by a throne and two figures, a naked, beautiful, brown-skinned woman reclining in the seat, and a pale man, bedecked in armor, kneeling on the floor in front of her. Instantly, you will feel a lust you have never felt before. Ignore it, or you will be flayed by the night for your insolence. Instead, state without fear that you have come to answer the challenge. With a wave of the woman, the knight will rise, don a helmet, and bring sword and shield to bear. Should you possess the sword, the blade you were given will morph into a round shield, and your own weapon will let itself be drawn. Should you lack the sword, the knight will toss you a shield, letting it slide to a halt at your feet. One way or another. When you've equipped yourself properly, a suit of half plate will form around you, and the knight will charge. Now it is up to you and your skills. If you chose the sword, know that his armor alone will not save him, as a king's blade will batter and eventually pierce the heavy metal. If you opted to take the shield, then do not fear the knight's blade, for it cannot break the hellish protector. But whatever you decided, be aware that the knight is a very formidable opponent. He will use any means he can to defeat you, whether it be his blade, his shield, or punishing, steel-hardened strikes from his hands and feet. To best the knight, you must cleave his sword arm from his body. Only then will he yield, kneeling to you and ignoring the mangled, bleeding stump. If you are victorious, the woman will rise and walk towards you. Kneel and hold your weapon tight in your hand. She will tell you, "Obey the strong, destroy the weak." Now, ignoring your temptation, ram the blade through her gut and wrench it upwards. Heeding your temptation will only result in your being lost in eternal bliss, and any objects you've collected will return to their holders. As her body slumps to the floor, sheath your blade and offer the knight his missing arm. As he holds it back to the wound, his armor will shatter, revealing him as a humanoid figure with fire-blackened skin, golden hair, and deep amethyst eyes that bore into your soul. He will compliment you on your fight and on seeing through his master's illusion. He will speak in length of the measures that were placed in this realm to guard the object here, and how he extended them through himself. When he finishes, he will permit you to ask one question. You must request of him, "Why do you follow him, my lord?" The holder will seat himself as he tells you in a gravelly voice that holds the weight of ages of vows, how he fought his way into his favor, and describe in painful detail how he fought him and lost. The words will take shape as the Hell Knight speaks, burning the images of the entire story into your memory. The holder will explain the agonizing torture he suffered, and you shall feel his pain as he speaks. If your mind cannot endure this, then you will take the dead woman's place as the holder's next decoy. But if you persevere, then the holder will tell you the vow he took to escape the unending torment. When this is finished, he will stand and offer you the only remaining piece of his armor, the gauntlet, which is still pristine despite the battle. Replace yours with the one you are offered. Then the holder will advise you to arm yourself again, for you must fight your way to the entrance of his home. Only when you are ready will he order his minions to attack. If you chose to carry the beast's resolve, it will manifest itself now, surging through your body and lending you the strength of the most fearsome of demons. Otherwise, it will be a long and savage battle to the front door. If you manage to reach the foyer alive and run through the frenzy around you to the door, white light will surround you, yanking you across dimensions and dropping you outside the wretched church. Everything will be gone. Your object returned to its place of holding. But the knight's gift will remain. That gauntlet is object 91 of 538. The Hand of Obedience.
For more information on this podcast, including how to submit your own story for consideration, please visit creepypod.com. You can also follow us at CreepyPod on social media and YouTube. All stories told on this podcast are done so through Creative Commons Sharealike licensing or with written consent from the authors. No portion of this podcast may be rebroadcast or otherwise distributed without the express written consent of the Creepy Podcast production team and the story's author.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.